with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden made it clear to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu during a phone call today the current situation in Gaza is unacceptable.
He made clear the need for Israel to announce a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps.
Secretary of State Blinken.
He underscored as well that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
Also at SRNnews.com, No Labels is skipping the presidential campaign this year.
The bipartisan organization failed to attract a high-profile centrist who wanted to take on the dissatisfaction with the major candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CEO Nancy Jacobson says no candidates with a credible path to the White House emerged, and the responsible course of action was to stand down. It leaves anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the only prominent outsider still seeking the presidency. The announcement comes days after the death of the founding chairman of No Labels, former senator and former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman. I'm Ed Donahue.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen starting 5 days of meetings in China. And while Beijing's determined to avoid open conflict with the U.S., both sides still appear to be hashing out the rules on how to compete against each other. There are tensions over Chinese government support for the manufacturing of electric vehicles and solar panels. This is SRN News. Next Saturday, April 13th, the largest ever national meeting on foster care and adoption will take place in suburban Dallas. It's called the Chosen Conference, and Dr. Jonathan Teague, Senior Associate Pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church, tells SRN News it will have an ambitious day-long agenda.
In fact, our keynote speakers, Shane and Casey Pruitt and Sadie Robertson-Huff and her mom, Corey, and others, and of course, our governor, Greg Abbott. We're very pleased that he's going to be joining us in person as well. This space, these issues of adoption and foster care have touched their lives personally. So it's an incredible lineup of speakers. We're going to raise awareness to the issue, and we're going to teach Christians and churches and pastors how to get involved in this space.
Dr. T. Gads, the Chosen Conference is open to anyone across the nation. If they can't attend in person, a live stream will be provided. Information on how to register in person or online available at prestonwood.org/chosen. SRN News. A weekend sports car crash in Dallas involves an NFL player.
His lawyer says Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice was the driver of one of two speeding sports cars who left the scene after causing a weekend highway crash in Dallas. The vehicle driven by Rice and a Corvette he owns, driven by another person, caused minor injuries in a four-vehicle chain reaction crash. Rice's attorney is Texas State Senator Royce West.
Mr. Rice acknowledged that he was driving the Lamborghini.
West says the 23-year-old Rice, who has publicly acknowledged responsibility, hopes to make full restoration.
He's a young man that made a mistake.
West says he expects Rice will face charges. I'm Norman Hall.
Division I scoring leader Caitlin Clark honored today as Women's Basketball Player of the Year. South Carolina's Dawn Staley, the Women's Coach of the Year. Clark's Hawkeyes and Staley's Gamecocks both in the Final Four tomorrow night. More at SRNnews.com.